Former Secretary Mike Johanns. Very timely, and that is that China has given its answer on tariffs. So tell me, what is your reaction to that, and how is that playing out?
Yeah, your timing on this question is pitch perfect. We were going to hear from China. There was just no question about it. You can't put tariffs on products that they're supplying to other parts of the world, including the United States, and expect to have no response. So China has now announced that 25% tariffs, and they're hitting some ag products, pork and specialty crops. I think there's 15% tariff on whatever ethanol we sell into China. And so this is the reality of a trade war, a trade dispute, and this will be felt. There just isn't any question about it. Again, this is an area where I think China very definitely wants to get it resolved. They don't want to be in a long trade battle with the United States, and I think the president has shown a willingness to work through issues. South Korea would be a perfect example of that, and he seems to be pretty flexible. If the South Korea agreement is any indication, he seems to be fairly flexible. He's looking for something where he can declare victory and move on to the other issue. But right at the moment, this gets complicated, and I think it's going to get more complicated because we haven't heard from other countries that are affected by the tariffs on steel and aluminum.
If it were up to you, Secretary, how would you handle China? How would you respond to China's response?
You know, I always said in trade there is a golden rule. Do to others what you expect them to do to you. And today we got a perfect example of that. So I've always believed that the best way is engagement and just fight to work these issues out. China's done some things, for example, in protecting intellectual property that just were never acceptable. It was just crazy. And so pushing against China is not a bad idea, in my personal opinion. But I hope this doesn't go on forever because pork producers, for example, are going to feel the effects of this. And it just seems like these trade wars never stop here, if you know what I'm saying. They just always seem to get worse and worse. And so, but again, I think the president will be flexible here. So if we can figure out something, this can get solved before we get too far down the road.